CRTV's Radio Network Service. The 7 p.m. news with Rita, your symbol. In our top stories, Cameroon is set to strengthen its fisheries sector and move closer to self-sufficiency in fish production following the inauguration of the ultra-modern Ladin Cay and Fish Market in Douala. Prime Minister Joseph Dangote has highlighted the project's potential to boost fish processing. And coming up in sport, Cameroon faces Central African Republic in the CHAN 2024 qualifier tomorrow at the Kwekong Omnisports Stadium in Bafoussam. Details of these and more will be yours in a moment. The Prime Minister, head of government, has reiterated government's ambition of making Cameroon self-sufficient in fish production and eventually becoming a major supplier to markets of the sub-region. Joseph Dangote was speaking today in Yopre, Douala, during the inauguration of the ultra-modern Ladin Cay and Fish Market constructed with aid from the Japanese government. Star Building correspondent Kristen Chiatam reports from Douala.
Bright sunshine and colorful scenes in Yopre, Douala. Happy inhabitants and jubilant supporters of the CPDM turned out in numbers Friday to celebrate the opening of the new fish market and Ladin Cay.
Nous soutenons le secteur de la pêche au Cameroun depuis de nombreuses années.
After a word of gratitude from the mayor of Douala, the Japanese ambassador presented the fish market and landing stage as the latest fruit of the strong bilateral ties linking his country to Cameroun.
Le Japon et le Cameroun sont en train d'envisager un nouveau projet.
Minami Kentaro recalled that the structure comes to add to other fish management facilities constructed by Japan in Cameroon. He promised the future arrival of Japanese experts in fishing to continue training and helping Cameroonians in the hinterland to have more access to sources of animal protein.
De prendre la parole en cette circonstance, au nom de Monsieur le Président de la République, Son Excellence Paul Biya.
The Prime Minister, Joseph Dangote, in his keynote, paid a special tribute to the government of Japan for funding the construction of the Yopre landing stage and fish market. Speaking on behalf of the President of the Republic, he noted that the Japanese government has constructed similar facilities before in Maga and in Kribi. Joseph Dangote further saluted the significant role played by the government of Japan in the ongoing reconstruction process in the northwest and southwest regions. He reiterated that the government's vision for the fishing subsector, as inscribed in the National Development Strategy, is to make the country self-sufficient in fish production and to eventually make the country a major supplier to markets of the sub-region. Joseph Dangote invited traders who shall be using the fish market, as well as officials of the Douala City Council, to take good care of the facility. Douala, Christian Chiatam, CRTV.
And after the inauguration of the renovated Yopre Fish Market in Douala, users have expressed satisfaction, adding that there are many advantages for their activities. Kolama Lokero compiled their views in this report.
It was with songs of joy that users of the structure expressed gratitude. Between the shades and counters set up at the landing stage and the Yopre Fish Market, traders expressed joy with the modern infrastructure, which comes to improve their working conditions.
We were suffering months all over, but today I'm very happy and full of joy to appreciate what the government have done to us in Yopre.
I feel gladness. Happy because God, you don't change our market. He don't move you for mud. He put you for fine place.
I'm so very happy for this opportunity to enter this new market. And I thank God because I'm here to sell fish and also with a big fish.
Thanks to this structure, users are sure of improving sales.
We'll make a lot of money because the place is clean. It's very nice for everybody.
The Yopre landing stage, which is a materialization of the Cameroon-Japan cooperation ties, has also been lauded by transporters of marine products.
This structure is a gift of head of state for this day for all population of Yopre and Cameroon also. I am a transporter in Yopre who bring all the fish and everything in this area.
The stakeholders and users have thanked the head of state and the Japanese government for making the Yopre landing stage and fish market a veritable place for tourism. Kalama Lekeng, CLTV News, Douala.
In more news, the 2025 state budget takes effect from January 1st, 2025, thus following the promulgation of the finance bill that was recently adopted in Parliament with a balanced income and expenditure of 7,317.7 billion CFA francs. Albert Njiembonde comes back on some of the keynote of the 2025 finance law. Albert?
Even though it doesn't specify an increase in the prices of petroleum products in the pump in filling stations in 2025, it calls for more sacrifices to be made while continuing to achieve the common goals of the National Development Strategy and the peaceful organization of the 2025 presidential election. With the general outlook and guidelines contained in the economic vision of the state, this also means an intensification in the fight against corruption, a streamlining of the state's expenditure pattern, and the patriotism and sincerity of all vote holders.
Albert Njiembonde there, and onto this press release. The Minister of Finance hereby informs the public that the online platform for filing personal income tax returns recently experienced exceptional overload due to a simultaneous influx of tens of thousands of users. This temporary congestion resulted in access difficulties for some taxpayers. To address this issue, the tax administration promptly enhanced the platform's technical capacity to better manage the increased traffic. Additionally, the Harmony Fiscalis platform has been made available as a reliable alternative for users. Dedicated teams, both online and on-site, have also been mobilized to assist taxpayers with efficiency and responsiveness. The Minister of Finance regrets any inconvenience caused by the situation and recalls that the initial deadline for tax returns, originally set for June 30, 2024, was extended twice, first to September 30 and then to December 1st, 2024, providing a total of 5 additional months for taxpayers to meet their obligations. Taxpayers who have not yet filed and paid their personal income tax are encouraged to take advantage of Monday, December 2nd, 2024, and the reminder period, which runs from December 3 to 9, 2024, provided on the section M3 of the General Tax Code to regularize tax situation. Given the disruptions observed in recent days on the e-filing platform, no penalties for late filing will be applied during this period. The Minister of Finance reaffirms his commitment to supporting citizens in complying with their tax obligations, recognizing this as a vital contribution to tax equity and national development. He counts on the compliance and continued cooperation of all to ensure the success of this campaign. The press release is signed by the Minister of Finance, Louis Paul Mutaze. On to something different. The West Regional Council has adopted a budget of over 5,224,000,000 CFA francs for the execution of development projects in the region. The budget was adopted at the close of a third ordinary session of the council chaired by the president, Jules Hilaire Foka-Foka. Eric Lamyaufo reports.
The members of the regional council deliberated on 6 key issues during the two-day session, amongst them one authorizing the president of the regional council to elaborate the status in view of the creation of a regional investment forum, another authorizing him to create a smart region, amongst others. The budget for next year is said to have witnessed an increase of 28 million francs CFA. The secretary general of the West Regional Council, Dr. C.V. Etanke Esomo, states that the budgetary allocation is segmented into two.
The budget of the year for 2025 is 5,224,000,000 francs CFA, whereby we have a functional budget of 1 billion and an investment budget of 4 billion plus. We are going to have a revamp of the developmental aspect insofar as the West Region Council is concerned.
In 2024, 50 projects were earmarked earmarked, and 25 of such projects have been executed and received with an execution rate of over 38%. The Regional Council in 2025 is targeting the construction of classrooms, the rehabilitation and construction of roads and tourist sites. The event was attended by the Governor of the West Region, Nawa Funke Augustin. Eric Langmia Wofor, CRTV News, Bafusam.
And elsewhere, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobi, who doubles as the national president of the Sociocultural Association of the Laka people, has urged the population of Sangerengal in the north region to spread the gospel of Christ Jesus in their mother tongue. He was speaking during a ceremony to dedicate the New Testament Bibles in the presence of administrative and traditional authorities of the area. Details with Mercy Ashu.
The New Testament Bibles, translated into the Laka language spoken in the north of Cameroon, is a source of joy to the local communities here who before now had to hear or read the Word of God purely in the French language. Dedicating the Bibles, which have taken up financial and intellectual resources to put together, the officiating minister, Pastor Mugun Paul, urged the Imamot crowd to transmit the Word of God using their mother tongue, citing Acts 21 from verses 37 to 40 as a reference. Speaking in his capacity as president of the Sociocultural Association of the Laka people, Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Gabriel Mbairobi hinted that the Bibles will promote peaceful coexistence and love. The New Testament Bible speaks of love, tolerance, and love for one's fellow man. I think it's a moment of reflection, and I am happy to see the huge mobilization. Present to witness the ceremony were administrative and traditional authorities from the Garua Three Council area. Mercy Ashunyabeye, CRTV News, Garua.
And stakeholders in the fight against money laundering in Cameroon have been urged to harmonize actions that will be implemented on the field. The president of the Coordination Committee on National Policies Against Money Laundering, Terrorism Financing and the Proliferation of Weapons of Mass Destruction, Finance Minister Louis-Paul Motazé, made the call while opening its second session in Yaoundé today. Gu Henry has the details.
According to members of the Coordination Committee on National Policies Against Money Laundering, Terrorism Financing and Proliferation of Weapons of Mass Destruction, money laundering is a major problem in Cameroon. Beki Evira Bisson is a research officer at the National Agency for Financial Investigation, ANIF.
Money laundering depletes the country of its resources. We also have predicate offenses to money laundering like corruption, embezzlement of state funds, customs fraud that actually caused a lot of prejudice to the country's economy.
The government has intensified the fight against money laundering in the country.
The system to combat money laundering in Cameroon involves various stakeholders, at the center of which is the National Agency for Financial Investigation, and they are in charge of investigating cases with regards to money laundering and reporting to the law enforcement.
During the second session of the Coordination Committee, the report of the last session in June was examined by members. Finance Minister Louis-Paul Motazé challenged the various stakeholders to harmonize actions that will be implemented on the field in a bid to put an end to money laundering, terrorism financing, and proliferation of weapons of mass destruction in the country.
Gu Henry reporting, and 11 officials have been installed into key positions at the Ministry of the Environment, Nature Protection and Sustainable Development to enhance the country's efforts in conserving nature and ecosystems. The ceremony presided over by the Minister, Hele Pierre in Yaoundé, emphasized the urgency of addressing environmental challenges and advancing sustainable development initiatives. Aponse Ate has the details.
Together, we are one.
It was a day filled with celebration as 11 newly appointed officials took on their roles. The installation ceremony was a call to action for safeguarding the nation's environment and promoting sustainable development. The officials, including directors and technical advisors, are set to spearhead initiatives to protect nature and ecosystem. Amongst them was Josephine Therese Elundu Beyala, appointed Inspector General.
First of all, convey gratitude to the head of state for this confidence. It's a very exciting mission for me to control and evaluate the services and the challenges which the ministry and the country in general is facing.
In his address, Minister Ele Pierre highlighted the weight of their responsibility. The newly appointed technical advisor number 2, Umar Inusa, shares his joy and gratitude.
I'm very happy as a minority community, Mbororo pastoralist from the Northwest. If I can find myself today as a technical advisor to the minister, I thank God. I have to thank Minister Ele Pierre. The mission line ahead, we also have to work hard.
The event ended with attendees applauding the energy and optimism displayed by the newly installed officials. Aponse Ate reporting. The new organizational chart of the Cameroon Press and Publishing Company, SOPECAM, will be drafted and presented early next year. This is among the major projects of the enterprise earmarked for the year 2025 to run on a budget of over 22 billion CFA francs as disclosed during the 72nd board meeting of SOPECAM chaired today in Yaoundé by its president, Minister Joseph Lee. He spoke to Vanessa Wunangsnamu in this excerpt. Take a listen.
The year 2025 is a very, very important year in the life of our nation, with at least two elections, the presidential election and the regional elections. We have also tried to see how SOPECAN can well accomplish its role by accompanying the state by doing all what we have to do in our sector of activity. Then we also thought that it's now important, very important, to adopt a new algorithm. That's why we put in place a working group that will work on this aspect for 30 days. It means that at the end of January, we must have a new organigram and see who are the personnel who can occupy this or that post of duty. I can tell you that everything went on smoothly. We have been working together without any problem, and SOPECAM is now ready to face the new challenges that are coming, especially for the year 2025.
The role of multinational enterprises in fueling conflicts and destabilizing countries in Africa has come under the spotlight in Yaoundé today. This was at the launch of a book titled Multinationals and Corruption in Sub-Saharan Africa, Threats and Attempts to Capture the State, authored by the head of the military security at the Ministry of Defense, Colonel Emile Joel Bamkui. In 173 pages weaved into six chapters, the senior gendarmerie officer explores how multinationals use corruption as a tool to control African countries and recommends that to free themselves from the dragnets. His reaction with George Mwam. Take a listen.
In the first book, I wrote about internal actors of corruption. And now the second book talks about the external actors of corruption and interaction between the internal and the external actor. But related to operational level, my book is following the big idea that head of state are given in his book, Pluralisme Communautaire. And now I'm looking inside the book what he have talked and inspired us in the society. In the three level of planification, we have political level, led by head of state in Pluralisme Communautaire, strategical and operative level, in my book, and now the third book will be a tactical level. In tactical level, I will talk about Boko Haram in the art of, if the book is on the way coming out. It's only talking about the big society, people who are going, can use all the means to destabilize our country.
Let's now go over to the South region, where a crackdown operation jointly carried out by the police, customs and devolved services of the Ministries of Livestock, Transport and Trade in the town of Belova has led to the dismantling of a smuggling network. A 70-seater vehicle coming from QC at the borders transporting various products, including 1,000 cartons of sardines, more than 2 tons of frozen chicken, pork and liquors, was intercepted during the operation in the early hours of Thursday, December 26th. More on that with Clarence Azay.
The 70-seater bus packed full with goods was intercepted by law enforcement officers in the night of 25th, breaking 26th December at about 3 a.m. at the Singili neighborhood en route to Yaoundé. On board the vehicle, no passengers, but packages, notably imported frozen chicken, pork, cartons of sardine, and assorted liquors smuggled in from neighboring Gabon and Equatorial Guinea through porous borders. The South Regional Delegate of National Security, Senior Police Superintendent Hubert Nicolas Zobam, said they have been keen to dismantle the network operating with the help of some interurban travel agencies. A large quantity of the products of doubtful quality was immediately destroyed in the presence of livestock, trade and transport officials of the South region. The individuals involved in the practice are in custody. The seizure is a significant moral booster to the forces of law and order in the South region, who are on the alert to protect the population, most especially during this end-of-year feast. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News in Belova.
This is the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, and you're listening to the 7 p.m. news. The National Institute of Youth and Sport, INJS, will be given a facelift in the upcoming year as part of the priority project earmarked in the 2025 budget, which stands at 952,500,000 CFA francs, voting the 2025 budget of the institution during the third ordinary session of the board of directors in Yaoundé today. The board chair, Adum Garwa, congratulated the director of the institution, Ebal Minye Edmond, for the strides made in transforming INJS into a university enterprise. Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo has the details.
The third ordinary session of the Board of Directors of the National Institute of Youth and Sports, INGS, which unfolded at a VIP lodge of the institution under the chairmanship of its president, Adum Garwa, centered on the evaluation of its performance objective for the year 2024, while examining and adopting its 2025 budget and plan of action. The director of INGS, Ebal Minye Edmond, threw small light.
And the main objective was to adopt our budget, the 2025 budget of the National Institute of Youth and Sport. We have adopted it. It is more than 900 million. We think that with this dotation, we can achieve some of our goals concerning the training of executive of sports and physical education.
All the priority projects earmarked in the 2025 budget, which stands at 952,500,000 CFA francs, include infrastructural development with the objective of giving a facelift to the institution and the upgrading of the newly promoted staff, congratulating the director for his input in making INGS a university enterprise. The board chair, together with the other members, expressed gratitude to the head of state for ameliorating university governance.
Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo with that report, and still talking sport. The Intermediate Lions of Cameroon will take on their Central African Republic counterparts tomorrow Saturday at the Kwekong Omnisports Stadium in Bafoussam. The match will count for the final round of qualifiers to the 2024 CAF Total Energies African Nations Championship, CHAN. In the meantime, there is excitement among residents of the West region who are proud to host the national team. Shivong Boruma reports from Bafoussam.
Football fever is sweeping through the West region as fans gear up for the highly anticipated clash between Cameroon and the Central African Republic. The showdown at the Kwekong Omnisports Stadium, a state-of-art venue originally built for the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations AFCON, promises to reignite the region's passion for international football. Back in 2021, the stadium hosted thrilling encounters involving Group B contenders Senegal, Malawi, and Guinea, with teams lodging in Bangu and Bana.
It's a privilege that the president gave us that much infrastructure in the West region, and ever since, teams of the West region have been performing very well at the level of the National League and the National Cup.
Now, the Intermediate Lions are back, giving the region another shot at the electrifying atmosphere of top-tier competition. Fans are optimistic about a result that embodies the trademark indomitable spirit and tenacity Cameroonian players are known for on and off the pitch.
It's been long since we had the African Nations Cup here. We have not really received another match of that level. We're impatient to see what is going to happen. But
we know the Lions will win the match, and it's a great event. We'll be there to support the Lions.
The West region, home to exceptional sports facilities and a cradle for budding talents from across its divisions, has expressed its role as a hub for football excellence. With the Lions pitching camp here since December 25, the stage is set for a performance that could inspire not only the region, but the entire nation. Shivong Borgama, CRTV News, Bafusam.
And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita, your Sembom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.